It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Did you know that July is National Parks and Recreation Month? Here with us today is Brian Smith. He's the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Glenwood, and Ben Sarno is the Athletic Coordinator. And, of course, you've probably heard over the last couple weeks about A Day to Play this Saturday at the Glenwood Springs Community Center, and actually that's just a part of the bigger picture of what's been going on through the month of July. There are actually a lot of fun and games online and off that you can participate in. So first of all, gentlemen, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Gabe.
Absolutely. So, by the way, get this out of the way right away. GlenwoodRec.com is the website for all that is recreation and parks in Glenwood. And a quick note, supposed to be going on right now was a preschool luau at the community center, but because of the rain, you're still having it. You're just moving the location. Right?
Correct. Yeah, we've moved it inside the ice rink as opposed to having it on our front lawn.
Okay. So for folks that maybe wanted to jump into that in the middle of it, it's still there. And, of course, that information about it, all those changes and up-to-date information is on the website at glenwoodrec.com. Brian, you mentioned you're 3 months in your position now, and Ben has been around in the area and involved in the community center for a while. So I would think some different perspectives about the community center and recreation in Glenwood in general.
Yeah, you know, Glenwood Springs has a great base with our economic development and the culture and the history and the just the flavor of the city and outdoor recreation offerings. You know, the city seal highlights a lot of our recreation offerings. You know, it has on there pictures of skiing and fishing, hunting and swimming. And the community here is really focused on getting out, getting involved, and our parks and recreation offerings allow a lot of amenities that give them different options to get out and get active.
They did tell you about this big bridge thing before you moved here, right?
Yeah, that was the fine print at the very end.
Okay. Yeah. But you still decided to come anyway, even though you knew that was going on.
You know, it forces people to look at alternative forms of transportation. You know, get out on your bicycle. You can still access the community center, even though it's going to be ground zero right there. Yeah. with the bridge closure, everyone going by. So instead of waiting for an hour to come get your workout on, you know, start early, get out on our beautiful trails and bike on over.
Do you think that actually could be a boon to the community center? I mean, as you mentioned, Midland Avenue is right there, and that's going to be the only way in and out of Glenwood for at least 3 months. So do you think folks may say, you know what, forget the traffic, I'm just going to stop by the community center for a quick workout?
Yeah, I've heard several people that are planning to just leave a bike there at the community center, just let it live there. They'll drive in from out of town, do their workout, and then just bike into their job at the city, come back to the community center in the evening, participate in a program, play some sports, have some fun, let traffic filter out, and then head out.
And that's okay. You've got the facilities to handle that many bikes and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're installing more bike racks. We want to do everything we can to encourage people to bike, walk, get out of the car and find other ways to get around.
And if folks are interested in memberships at the community center, this Saturday would actually be a great time to do that because you're offering some discounts on memberships.
Yeah, absolutely. We're offering a 20% discount for our 6 month and annual memberships. And we're also offering 10 free day pass pack with that. So you can bring some friends in, have some fun.
So the day pass would be used in connection with the long-term pass. So if you've got a friend coming in from out of town or something like that, you can give them the day pass?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty good deal. And is that just during the day-to-play event this Saturday, or is it a longer term that you're offering that?
We're offering the discounted 20% off memberships for 2 weeks. That started this last Sunday, and that'll go through August 5th.
Okay. Can folks get that online?
They can get information about it. They'll need to come into the, okay. the community center to sign up.
Okay. So is it a picture pass? Is that why you need to go in?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. So in order to actually sign up, you'll have to stop by the Glenwood Springs Community Center. It really surprised me in talking to you guys and taking some notes before we got started that the community center is Sweet 16 this year. I think you said, Ben, that it's on November 1st? Is when,
I believe, yes. Yeah. The dedication was on November 1st in 2001, and we're doing a Sweet 16 party coming up this year.
Seems like it was just yesterday.
It really does.
So after that amount of time, I imagine that obviously, anything mechanical eventually wears out. So probably some upgrades and some changes to the community center upcoming?
Yeah, this fall we're doing a number of improvement projects and renovations to the community center. We'll be putting in a new gym floor, new locker room flooring and finishes. We're doing some repairs to the pool. We're putting on a new roof. We're doing some improvements out at the ice rink. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's 16 years and it's a lot of hard use. You know, it gets used well. So
sure. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about this Saturday. Again, it's a day to play at the community center, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. and a full page of what is this, like 14 point font or something like that?
Yes, there it is.
A lot of a full page of events that will be going on Saturday. And we talked about there's a reason why it's a fairly short time frame on Saturday. That's because you want to get the most out of the facility and get the most people in and out in that window that you can.
Right. And we're also going to have some vendors there as well serving food. People will be able to go into some of our rooms that we rent out for special events, and they can check out our rooms, see what it would be like if they were to actually host a banquet, host a conference. You know, we even have weddings and such at the rec center.
We should probably talk about that more. As I told you, see, we're already through the first segment, and we haven't even gotten really to the meat and potatoes of what we really wanted to talk about today. That's what I was talking about when I said that, you know, we might get a little off topic. again, a day to play is this Saturday at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. You can go to glenwoodrec.com to learn more. You can also learn more about the discount on membership, which, again, is valid until August 5th, Saturday, August 5th, sorry. But in order to get the discount, you actually have to, and get the pass, you have to go to the Glenwood Springs Community Center. As we mentioned, with the bridge and all that, and everybody's schedules being shifted a little bit, whether your work schedule is shifted that much, people may be spending extra time either outside of or in Glenwood, depending on what side of the river you're starting from. And so an extra 30 minutes here or there, 45, an hour, either, I don't know, shooting some hoops in the gym or maybe running some laps upstairs, maybe on the treadmill, maybe some free weights. It's a great way to actually spend some free time as opposed to exercising your thumbs on your smartphone, which is probably what a lot of us would tend to be doing, like Brian was right then. Although I wasn't paying attention.
We also are going to be offering some changes to some of our classes in the mornings. They're going to be 15 to 20 minute circuit training classes. So you'll be able to come in anytime between 6 and 8 o'clock. And say you get in at 6:40, you can do back to back to back 20 minute sessions and you get your hour workout in, getting all three components.
That's pretty sweet. And I hear, speaking of the shorter workouts, I actually in the last 6 months heard that they say if you go all out for 10 minutes a day, it's actually as effective as if you do, you know, like interval training or something like that for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that study will change following a future study.
Probably this weekend, yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Brian Smith and Ben Sarno from the city of Glenwood. And again, July is National Parks and Recreation Month. In Glenwood, that's being celebrated all month long, but in particular on this Saturday, the 29th, it's a day to play, again, 11 to 3, a lot of different things going on at the community center. To complete a thought, we're talking a little bit about activity and staying active. And, Brian, you were mentioning that the Glenwood Springs Community Center is Silver Sneaker certified. Explain what that means.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's part of a HealthWays program that's offered for people with disabilities, anyone going through rehab or physical therapy, and seniors. So how the program works is your healthcare provider provides that membership. So membership is free for seniors and people that are doing physical therapy through your insurance company pays that cost. So for anyone who has felt like maybe the cost of a membership has been prohibitive in the past, now that opens it up for them. And we provide a number of programs that are specifically designed for people with limited mobility of range or balance issues that are these Silver Sneaker programs, allow them to come. And if they've not been in a fitness routine before or a class, it helps to ease them into that routine and just get healthier and get more active.
So if the 20% is not good enough, there's another way that you can also...
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. What's better than that?
Right? Exactly. Details about that on the website, by the way, or...
Yes, we will be having details put up about that, about the different programs going on, and how you can check to see if your health care provider covers that.
Gotcha. So, again, that's glenwoodrec.com, or stop by the front desk at the community center. I'm sure they could probably walk you through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so important to have an active lifestyle, especially as you get older. Studies have shown that your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's and other cognitive diseases is cut in half if you will have a little bit of activity in your life every day. Just simply walking for a half hour every day cuts your risk of those ailments later in life by half.
That's incredible. And I did not know that activity would help cut down like dementia and Alzheimer's and by 50%.
Yeah.
How long did you say you have to walk? 30 minutes? 30, okay.
30 minutes every
I think
day.
That's an easy enough investment, right?
Absolutely.
Leave the smartphone at home and maybe go out and actually look around a little bit.
Yeah, we live in a beautiful community. I mean, there's get out and get a look at it.
Where did you come from, by the way, Brian?
I'm a mutt of culture. I'm originally from California, but we've lived in Utah and Washington and Minnesota and New York and we love the Mountain West, and we're just so glad to be here.
I was going to say all those places are unique and enjoyable in their own ways, but I mean, of course, nothing like what's outside our back door. And Ben, you've been around. You're Glenwood High School graduate.
Born and raised, kept trying to leave and gave up leaving back in 2001, and best decision I ever made.
It's not worth it. You're never going to find anything like it is here, I wouldn't think. Let's get back to Saturday's events. Again, it's 11 to 3 at the Glenwood Springs Community Center, and a lot of different activities to kind of showcase what the community center has to offer. We'll be there live, by the way, from 11 to 1 at the beginning of the event, you might say. You mentioned that the meeting rooms will be open, so if folks are thinking about, I don't know, family reunion, any kind of corporate gathering, that kind of thing, they can check out those meeting rooms. What kind of facilities do you have? Do you have, like, kitchen facilities, that kind of thing as well?
They do have a kitchen that can be used, but most of the food and everything is catered in. Almost all of our seminars, conferences get catered by one of our local restaurants.
All right. And, of course, they're familiar in most cases with the space. So
Correct. Probably
those caterers are, you know, they know what they're getting into and they know what special needs, if any, may be possible. Plus, I know that the meeting rooms have those collapsible walls. So depending on the size of your event, you can either open those up or close them up so that you've got either a larger or smaller space.
And correct.
I think you get like three that can be opened up.
Yeah, we can open them up all the way up for our annual daddy-daughter dance where we get all the little girls in the community with their dads out there. And that's a great event. We have that every February.
You've also got open volleyball. So would that be in the gym?
Yes, we'll have open volleyball and basketball down in our gym, as well as a few of the fitness classes. They're going to be doing a TRX course down there. We're also going to have some cornhole or bags games set up outside. The Glenwood Springs Soccer Club is going to be set up outside with their score a goal challenge. And the Grizzly Hockey program is also going to set up in the ice rink with a speed shot challenge.
Grizzly Hockey definitely makes a lot of use of what the heck am I trying to say?
The ice rink, yes. Ice rink back absolutely. There. Yeah. Yep, that's a great program we have.
Absolutely, no question about it. You mentioned TRX. Am I correct? TRX is the nylon straps?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, they're usually supported from either the wall or the ceiling, and it's using your body weight to benefit you in your workouts.
It's a lot of core.
Yeah, work, exactly. Right? Okay. A lot of planking, a lot of doing your elevated push-ups, stuff like that.
And very painful.
Very beneficial, too.
I imagine so. How long has that been around? First time I heard about it was probably 5 or 6 years ago.
I don't think so. Yeah, it's probably been around about that long. Okay. We also offer some Zumba classes and such, too, that have been really popular.
Which is also fairly new.
Correct.
And very, very popular. Yeah, the TRX thing is one of those things that it's so simple, you almost want to hit yourself and say, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
And have a patent on, you know, something that looks a little bit thinner than a seatbelt.
Correct.
But as you say, is very popular. And I've even seen some people use it kind of the opposite way that you might think. So you put your feet in the straps and then you do like a, what would that be? Not a reverse push-up, but
like, but yeah, like an incline push-up. Yes. Yeah,
there you go. See, I always say my knowledge is an inch thick and about 10 million miles wide. There's a perfect example. So you mentioned the bag toss game. I don't know why I have such a problem with that term, but I do. Balloon animals for the kids.
Yes, balloon animals. We're going to have face painting. We're going to have a photo booth there. It's going to be a really good family community event.
Tennis and pickleball demonstrations. Tennis I've heard of. Pickleball I've heard of, but what's the difference between the two?
Pickleball is kind of a combination of table tennis and regular tennis. It's used with a wiffle ball about the size of a tennis ball, wooden rackets, and you play on a smaller net and a smaller court. Usually it's played outdoors, but they can play indoors as well.
Okay, so it's not a table. It's actually a court.
Correct.
Okay, but played more like...
It's more like tennis just shrunk down a little bit.
Okay, all right. I think I understand.
It's one of the fastest growing sports in the country.
Is it
very
really?
Popular? Yeah, tournaments all over. In fact, our one of our coordinators, James Main, is helping to put on the Battle of the Paddle tournament coming up in September at the Rec Center.
I love it. Battle of the Paddle?
Yes.
Okay, we'll check the website about that. Again, that's glenwoodrec.com. Speaking of the website and activities like that, summer is always a big time for not only the community center, but for the recreation department, because you've got all of these softball leagues and that kind of thing ongoing all the time, especially during the summer. I know it's softball in the summer is a big thing. There are a lot of companies that are really proud of their bragging rights from the past, and they want to defend those.
Absolutely, and we're really hoping to expand our softball program again. We've seen a little bit of a drop-off, and it's not just Glenwood Springs. It's up and down the valley. We're seeing a drop-off in the number of teams that are playing, but we're really hoping to expand our leagues again, get more teams back in, and especially during the bridge closure, we're going to be doing a league at Sayre Park, Tuesday nights for co-ed, Thursday nights for men's, and registration is open for that right now.
Speaking of the stuff in Sayre Park, I can't remember if we talked about this during the break or on the air, but you're actually making some changes to your schedules and that kind of thing to help during the bridge closure so that folks are more likely to take advantage of these services that are available and also maybe take some cars off the road at peak times.
Correct. Yeah, we're moving all of our programs that we normally would do at Two Rivers Park over to Sayre Park. So we'll have, like I said, the two nights of softball, the bag toss game on Monday nights, and we're also going to have an outdoor volleyball league going for about 4 weeks starting the first week of September.
Tell me a little bit more about volleyball. Volleyball is a game I love to play, but I'm not sure if I'm that great at it.
It's been one of our most growing sports as well. We have Winter League indoors, a couple different. We have a recreation and a comp league. And there's a really large contingency that likes to play on Wednesdays and Sundays up and down the valley. So we're hoping to capitalize on that and have them come out to Sayre Park on Wednesday nights.
How many people on a team? How many teams usually play?
Usually we have, for the outdoor, it's either two or four player teams. And for the indoor league, it's either four or six-person teams. And in our leagues, we've had upwards of seven or eight teams want to sign up per league. So if you have your recreation and your comp leagues, you can get upwards of 14 to 16 teams.
So if you can find enough people that are willing and you've got eight folks that are available, you can just play each other. You don't have to embarrass yourself in front of anybody else.
Absolutely.
You've also, on Saturday, during a day to play, between noon and 3, you'll be doing some fitness equipment demonstrations. Now, I remember one of the first things they told us when we started going to the gym on a regular basis and working out is, exercise is great, but particularly when you're using the equipment, you need to make sure your form is correct. Otherwise, not only may you not be helping yourself to the full potential, but you may actually be harming yourself.
Oh, absolutely. There's, you know, a lot of moving parts on a lot of those machines, and there's pinch points that people need to know about. There's, you know, certain form that you use on different machines that if you're not doing it right, yeah, there's potential to get injured.
Again, a day to play is this Saturday at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. There's also some entertainment and some food, which we have not even started to talk about at all. Again, until Saturday, August 5th, you can get a 20% discount off memberships at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. If you'd like to learn more, go to glenwoodrec.com. Then when you're ready to buy one of those memberships, stop by the Glenwood Springs Community Center, and they will take care of you. And again, day to play this Saturday, July 29th, 11 to 3. A lot of stuff going on in a short amount of time. It's sure to be packed, so come on out and join in the fun. And maybe learn something you didn't know about this great resource that's right in your backyard. Back for some final comments and to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Brian Smith, who's the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Glenwood, and Ben Sarno, who is the Athletic Coordinator. So your job as athletic coordinator, does that mean that you're the guy that organizes all of these leagues during the summer, like the recreational and the competitive leagues, and reserves the space at the different parks and city facilities? And
Yep, that's all on me now. And I've only been in this position just a couple of months, so I'm getting ready with all the behind-the-scenes work for our upcoming leagues.
Gotcha. So you're looking forward probably to winter and maybe next spring already.
Correct. Yeah, we're going to be getting together with the directors from the other towns we participate with, which is Carbondale, Basalt, and Aspen. We'll be getting together with them to start scheduling out our youth hoops games, which will start up in January, running through March. And then, yeah, before we know it, we'll be already getting into spring softball again.
All right. Being a local, a native, mm-hmm. which it's not every day that I meet someone else that can say that and it be an accurate statement. What's your feelings about the community center and its value to this area?
Oh, its value is immeasurable. You know, growing up here, we didn't have, you know, like hockey programs. You know, the kids today, they have an excellent ice rink that they can go and learn hockey. We've got the two full-size basketball courts as well as, you know, the aquatic center. It's very beneficial, you know, and the access to get there with the trails and everything, you know, whether it be via bike, walking, it's a great center.
So let me ask you this question. A lot of times ask somebody that's in radio what they do on the weekend and when they're not working. Usually they'll say I'm the exception, not the rule here. They'll say they don't listen to the radio, right, because it's what they do for work. What about you? Do you take advantage of the community center and the trails and all of that when you're not working?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. And on the weekends, you'll normally find me either on the golf course, one of the baseball, softball fields, down at the river, whether it's fishing or rafting. You'll find me outdoors enjoying Glenwood Springs.
Now, Brian, we mentioned earlier that July is National Parks and Recreation Month, and you're kind of extending that a little bit through the first week of August somewhat with some of these, like the 20% membership discount. By the way, does that 20% membership discount apply to everyone, or do you have to live in the city limits of Glenwood in order to take advantage of that?
It applies to everyone.
All right. Again, details at glenwoodrec.com. Or you can stop by the community center. Something else we haven't talked about yet today, you're having kind of a cool little social media contest as well that folks can participate in. And this is a daily thing through August 5th.
Yeah, that's correct. So to help people get out and celebrate Parks and Recreation Month and become more familiar with all the different recreation, outdoor recreation amenities that we have, we're doing a scavenger hunt for the next 2 weeks. So involved with that is we will post on our Instagram page at Glenwood Springs, Colorado, a picture of some amenity around the community. And you have to figure out where that is. Go there, take a selfie of yourself, post it to the Instagram page, and we're doing daily prizes connected with that.
What kinds of prizes?
We have gift cards, all kinds of sporting equipment, memberships, different things like that.
Okay. So, again, search Instagram for Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and it's a daily thing. So it's not one item or one location that you're looking for in the scavenger hunt. It's a daily thing. So check out what the picture is of the day. And if you can figure out where it is, take a selfie of yourself there, and you'll be entered to win all those cool prizes.
Right, yeah. You know, the intent is just to have fun, for people to get out, maybe check out an area of Glenwood Springs you've never been to before, and just get out, get active, walk around, see our beautiful town.
Or maybe an excuse to go someplace you are familiar with.
Yeah.
You know, if depending on I haven't seen the picture, so I don't know how difficult they are to recognize. But if it's easily recognizable, then it's like, you know, I haven't been there in a while. Oh, thank you. So these are some of the pictures here. Okay, so I'm seeing an interior view of a probably one of the downtown shops there. I recognize that as one of the trailheads. All right, I got you. Okay, I recognize that location as well. I'm doing pretty good so far. Oh. I recognize those bricks. I've been there a time or two as well. That corner. Okay.
Just remember, recognizing locations only half the battle. You got to get out there.
That's right. You got to go out and take a selfie in front of it. So each day, are those scavenger hunts only good for like the 24-hour period, like the day that they're posted? Or
right. They post a new one each day.
Okay. So the ones that you showed me from days past, the chance to win there has already passed.
Right.
All right. Again, glenwoodrec.com. You can learn more about that as well. Back to Saturday. It's called A Day to Play at the Glenwood Springs Community Center, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., all kinds of activities. The community center is open to the public. No charge, no admission fee to get in between 11 and 3. So if you've been curious about checking out any of the amenities at the Glenwood Springs Community Center, stop by. Plus, open swim as well. So the Aquatic Center will also be available and open. I think, did we mention earlier, by the way, that some improvements to the pool are upcoming?
Yeah, we're making some repairs to the pool, resurfacing. So you get that kind of gritty, rough feel at the bottom of the pool over time. So that's all getting resurfaced. Nice cushy feel to it. The locker rooms are having improvements made to them. We're redoing the flooring and the counters and everything in there.
Let's talk about the food. We touched on this earlier, but we didn't really talk specifics, and you do have a number of food vendors that will have some food available Saturday.
Yeah, we do have the Lions Group, which is going to be supplying some food. We'll have Taqueria El Yaqui, and forgive me if I mispronounce this, the Hokulea Shaved Ice will be there as well.
Shaved ice is a big deal in Hawaii. So that's, I think, kind of the connection there. Plus Culver's, you said,
yes,
is also going to be there.
Yes, Culver's will be there as well.
All right. So Culver's has been a really popular place since they opened. So there you go, an opportunity to check out their food in a little bit different context, I guess, than you would normally than normally would be the case. A number of other demonstrations as well at the Glenwood Springs Community Center this Saturday, 11 to 3, during a day to play. You've got like some exercise demonstrations and that kind of thing as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have different classes. We're going to have Aero kick class, aqua yoga class, spin classes, on the ball classes, Zumba, step class, TRX classes, and those are going to be going on about every half hour or so from 11 all the way up until 3 o'clock.
And those are all free.
Yeah, so everything basically is free between 11 and 3 this Saturday. Again, it's to get everybody out, get them used to what goes on at the community center, maybe find a favorite activity or learn something new that you didn't know was available. All the way from the meeting rooms to the ice rink, of course, which doesn't have ice now, but is used for other purposes, even during the summer. As well as two full basketball courts. I didn't realize that there were two full basketball courts there. I guess I haven't done as much exploring as I could.
Yeah, they do have we have a partition wall we can drop between the two courts so you can have two games going on at the same time, or we can raise it up for the full-size adult games going lengthwise.
Gotcha. And again, volleyball, soccer, all kinds of activities outdoor. Again, the whole point of the Recreation Department and of National Parks and Recreation Month is to get everybody outside and active.
Yeah, with bounce houses and face painting, a lot of activities for little kids. It's a good time for families to come out, enjoy some food, fun, and just get out.
And we'll also have our climbing wall available for people to try out, and that'll be staffed with our staff members. So,
and again, through August 5th, you can get a discount on memberships at the Glenwood Springs Community Center, plus a little added bonus of 10 free guest day passes so that you can use for if you've got people coming in maybe around the holidays, you know, are going to be here. That's 10 day passes that you can use for situations like that. If you got, you know, a buddy at the office that likes to work out and he doesn't have a membership, then he can go with you a couple days or something like that. Again, details at glenwoodrec.com. For the memberships, you do need to stop by the front desk at the Glenwood Springs Community Center. Saturday is a great time to do that. Again, 11 to 3 is a day to play. And if you're one of those folks that kind of likes the try before you buy, you might say, you can do that Saturday because everything is free from 11 to 3. And again, remember to check Instagram, search Glenwood Springs, Colorado for the daily scavenger hunt, which also continues through August 5th. Gentlemen, anything else that we haven't talked about that we should mention? I guess one thing that maybe we should mention again are those classes between 6 to 8 during the bridge closure. Again, they're 20-minute classes. So if you want to string three of them together for a full hour workout, that's great. If you just got, you want to find something to do to kill some time while you're waiting for traffic to clear out, going to work or going home from work, that's available as well. And again, you can learn more about those at glenwoodrec.com. So anything else either of you would like to add?
I don't think so. I think that's about it for me.
Looking forward to a busy day on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's going to be a really good day.
All hands on deck. And again, a chance for everybody to check out the Glenwood Springs Community Center if you haven't been there in a while. And if you're one of those folks that drives by it every day or you're anticipating driving by it every day and you'd like to get one of those memberships so that you can stop by from time to time at a bit of a discount, again, that discount is available through August 5th. Go to glenwoodrec.com for information. Stop by this Saturday from 11 to 3, or just stop by the front desk anytime, and they'll hook you up, you might say. All right, gentlemen, thanks so much. See you again on Saturday. And if the two of you have time to visit on Saturday, we'll see. Frequently we find that there's so much going on that we don't always get to talk to folks that have us out, but you never know. So
we'll have plenty of staff there, so you're more than happy to stop anyone that you find.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks again, and have a wonderful day.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
GlenwoodRec.com is the website, and this Saturday is the big event, a day to play from 11 to 3. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.